Good evening and welcome to We the People. Does the freedom of speech and expression also include the right to question the legitimacy of the state? This is just one of the many complex questions thrown up by the debate around sedition. Binayak Sen's arrest was perhaps one of the most recent controversies that surrounds the discourse around sedition. There have been instances in the past when you have had separatist sentiments in Jammu and Kashmir and the media giving platform to them, giving rise to many citizens saying, why is the media giving space to such seditious elements? Arundhati Roy has been confronted with a sedition case. And now in Uttar Pradesh, we've had the arrest of Seema Azad and her husband, two members of the People's Union for Civil Liberties, who have been accused of Maoist links by the police and have been slammed with sedition charges again. Does a state need to retain these anti-sedition laws? It's a complex question, and that's what we're asking on We the People today. Manishankar Iyer, if I can start with you. We have seen in the past the Kudankulam protests, and we saw 11 people who were actually arrested. They're still in jail facing sedition charges. In a related case, a single FIR, it was not acted upon, actually named 3,000 people and said they're all seditious. Now, the second, of course, underlines perhaps what happens when a law is misused. But is there some legitimacy to the first? Because these were anti-nuclear power activists, but now they're literally being accused of being enemies of the state.
I think the word sedition should be removed from Indian jurisprudence.
Totally.
Totally. It is a word that, which, along with its definitions, which relates to Victorian England and was grossly misused by the colonial government against such great freedom fighters as Mahatma Gandhi, Bal Gangadhar Tilak, Annie Besant. It is when Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru retained some of these sedition laws on our statute books, and with reference to a constitution amendment in this regard, he said that any single amendment should not be looked at in isolation because it will be informed in its interpretation by the totality of the constitution. And we've had two major Supreme Court judgments, one relating to the Kedarnath case in 1962. And then another one, which was the Kallo case in 1997, where the Supreme Court made it completely clear that expressing yourself against the government doesn't amount to sedition. Mm. You actually have to indulge in violence yourself or very clearly provoke violence.
So you want it to be taken off the statutes.
But the fact of the matter is that if you give this kind of unlimited power to state governments or even to the central government, its misuse is much more likely than its use.
Okay, Meenakshi Lekhi, as somebody associated with the BJP, but also a lawyer yourself, I take you back to an example that grabbed our headlines when Arundhati Roy and a Kashmiri separatist, Syed Ali Shah Gilani, were at a conference together in Delhi. And later you had even somebody like Arun Jaitley saying that the police should have done more, that these statements against the Indian state should not have been accepted. Now, Manishankar Iyer says that you should be allowed to express yourself against the government. The argument made there was that the expression was not against the government, it was against the Indian state. The question is, should that freedom exist as well?
No, that freedom is not existing in any country of the world, any democratic country also. US, you have a stringent law like Patriotic Act. In Russia, any country you can name, every country.
But the Patriot Act became very contentious. It was
even
seen
then,
in the Bush,
and we have seen how they have dealt with the terrorists outside their state. We have seen how Osama bin Laden was dealt with by US forces in Pakistan. In a country like ours, where sedition is only
Osama bin Laden.
I think you need to understand these thoughts, the seditious thoughts are far more dangerous than an invading army, because the citizens of this country are corrupted by those methods which are being used by such forces. We've seen the kind of violence which is happening in Maoist infiltrated areas. We've seen the kind of forces which are need to be used in Kashmir, and these are the forces who are carrying on a campaign against
May I ask you a brief question before I take this to Professor Nandi? And the question is this, that the incidents you cite, whether it's Osama bin Laden or the Patriot Act or anti-terror crackdowns, there are very strong laws to deal with this already.
Where are insurgencies?
Where there are political insurgencies?
These are not political insurgencies. I'm sorry. These are terrorist insurgencies. These are not political insurgencies.
So there's no political problem in Jammu and Kashmir.
Absolutely.
There's no political problem in Jammu and Kashmir. There's no political problem in Nagaland.
Allow me. There is a mix-up of political problem with the terrorist problem. When these are terrorist acts, they need to be dealt with the force which the state has to exert for its own existence, for existence of democracy.
Okay. But thought for you is also a problem.
Absolutely. And thoughts are far more dangerous.
Professor,
I mean, if there's an invading Pakistani, you can kill him.
You have such thoughts?
Yes, everybody has
them. What thoughts do you have? Be careful.
Very dangerous
thoughts. Be careful
thoughts,
the cops will be at your door. More serious.
I mean, Gandhi used to have them all the while.
To play the other side, to argue the other side, Mahatma Gandhi, yes, Bal Gangadhar Tilak was among the most famous people against whom sedition charge was slapped. Yes. I'm saying it's a bit specious to compare this to Gandhi and Tilak, because they were working for the creation of the Indian state and wresting it away from British control.
But what about the idea of revolution which the communists have? Why don't you ban all the communist parties? That is talking of another kind of state.
But the CPM...
I'm not a Marxist, but I grant them the right.
But sir, may I say something to you, and then I'll take this to Mr. Doval. We have people who die because of the idea of the state. What I mean by that is our armed forces do go into battle because they are defending not just the territorial integrity of the country, but the idea of the nation. Now, money says you should be free to express yourself against the government. I ask a more complex question. Does that freedom include the right to question the state?
As long as it is non-violent.
Money? Do you agree?
You absolutely must have the right to question the state.
Absolutely.
To even question whether the state should continue
state,
or not. But when state governments, and most of them are ruled by non-Congress governments who do this, to pick up somebody like Binayak Sen and get that poor man thrown in while they themselves are provoking the Salwa Jadoom, which is the provocation of violence against other Indian citizens. No. If anybody deserves to be brought up under the sedition laws, it is Dr. Raman Singh.
Mr. Doval, when there was a great unrest in the Kashmir Valley a couple of years ago, you were among many prominent citizens in this country who made an appeal to the media to not give a platform to many of these secessionist voices, is what you called them. Now, my question is this, that if there is a political insurgency or a problem, doesn't any government of the day also have to reach out to those people politically? For example, the BJP government reached out to the separatist Hurriyat conference and invited it for talks. So is there a contradiction that you're willing to politically engage with separatist groups, but you don't want them to express their thoughts in mainstream media? Is this a contradiction, sir?
There is definitely a contradiction, but let me first clarify one point.
Yeah.
When you talk of political terrorism or political insurgency,
not the same things though.
There is no terrorism without politics.
Okay.
Terrorism's definition implies that it is a political violence. It is a violence perpetrated to achieve some political ends. When we are talking about laws of sedition, these are the offenses against the state. The first question comes, is the state necessary? If we concede that the state is necessary, then the degradation of the state has to be prevented. If the degradation of the state or its dismemberment has to be this thing, there have got to be law. Now, what we are mistaking here is that offenses against the state and offenses against the government are not the same. Laws of sedition do not relate to the offenses against the state. That comes under the laws of treason. Offenses against sedition, if you go right from the act throughout the world, you know, starting from the Roman laws, it was against the people in power. And that is the basic contradiction. That is the first contradiction, is whether the people's interests are supreme or the state's interests are supreme. And in the Supreme Court judgment in D.K. Basu's case, it was felt that the interests of the state are supreme. And let me tell you one thing, that all leftist ideologies have propounded that interests of the state are not only supreme, but the people's interests can be completely drawn to and finished.
Can I ask you one thing just very quickly, and then I'll come to Yudhishthir Dave? Do you believe these laws still need to continue?
Absolutely. I think they need to change fundamentally, but the fundamentals have to be understood, that the state has to be protected.
I do get what you're saying. I'll come back to you. You're making a very interesting point. You're saying change is necessary. We live in a different world, but the state must be protected, not the government.
Exactly.
Kishan Dave, is that the crucial distinction in the debate around sedition? Because you also hear Professor Nandi, for example, making the argument that even if you want to be an anarchist, let's say, in India today, and go to a seminar and say, I reject the idea of India, you should be allowed to do that.
When the laws as to sedition were drafted, we were not a free country. Today you have constitutional goals. Today you have fundamental freedoms and fundamental rights. Now you have to therefore balance these fundamental freedoms, these rights and the constitutional goals with the security of the state. I am for a moment certainly not willing to concede, you know, the laws as to sedition has to be scrapped. But I would say that law as to sedition has to be humanized. And you have to therefore accept, for example, take a movement like Anna Hazare. It would be, I mean, madness to consider that that movement is seditious in nature. But at against the same time, the movement of Naxalites, I mean, it borders on sedition and, you know, not. Because, you know, undoubtedly behind the movement of the Naxalites, there are serious social issues which have really risen.
But can it not be misused against innocent people who crush between
Look, the let me let me answer. Let me answer Mr. Manishankar Iyer. I mean, in Gujarat, in the 80s and the 90s, when Congress government was in power, the law as relating to terrorism, TADA, was abused the most. Every law is bound to be abused by the administration. So I personally feel that
it's about how you use the law and not the law itself.
But at the same time, the judges have now an extremely important role to give a new color. And in Navjot Singh Sidhu's case, the judges indeed gave a new color to the definition of sedition and said that the democratic values must be brought into it.
So you're saying if the judges interpret the law in a human way, if it is used sparingly, it's okay for it to remain on the books. Mani, quick response and then I'll come to Kavita and then Justice
O'Connor. We need humane governments in addition to humane judges, and governments tend to be, irrespective of whether they are Congress governments in Gujarat or BJP governments in Chhattisgarh, I don't trust them if you give them too much power. The restriction should be built into the law in such a way that it is self-evident that it's being misused. If she's frightened of thoughts, I'm not. It's very easy for me to answer her thought. Thought has to be answered with thought. You cannot stop people thinking by threatening them that if you think, then we're going to bung you into jail.
Okay, Meenakshi, here's the contradiction.
No. Allow me to answer Mr. Iyer in his own style. In 1985, there's a case of Punjab where a person who had given exaggerated number of army people killed by army was sentenced for sedition. And that happened in Punjab in 1985, Congress regime. So, and if we go by this, lot of people in Gujarat would have gone under sedition. So, law has changed, as Mr. Dave has rightly put. The law has changed, and law is what the Supreme Court has interpreted
it to
be.
Court,
which means,
the Supreme
which
Court
means,
said there has to be incitement to violence or public disorder.
No, not just
not
public,
thought alone.
Thought which is published, which is spoken, which is written in any form.
Only if it incites violence or public disorder.
And security of the state, as Mr. Dave has already
put that.
If you're going to talk in terms of changing the government.
Okay, Justice Sodhi, we are talking so much about a humane, the views we're hearing here are ranging from do away with this law to leave it in the safe hands of a judge.
So you see, Section 124A, as was earlier, and has been interpreted. Now, Kedarnath's case, as Mani says so, gives the definition of what is this so-called sedition. There's no word sedition used in the section, by the way.
Yes, it's a margin note.
It is so. It's the pernicious intention of the person to incite hatred to the government lawfully made.
But why to the government? That is the interesting point raised by Mr. Dovan.
And then it must incite violence also. That taken together, this pernicious thought and expression taken together would then form the offense. Now, mind you, this section has been upheld. Therefore, your constitutional rights as far as my right to speech and right to otherwise has been protected. But your right to speech stops where this begins.
But sir, why can't you question the government of the day? That sounds ridiculous.
No, you can question it.
That's ridiculous.
No, no, you can question the government of the day. What the law says, Kedarnath says, is what you, that you cannot incite hatred by violence.
Kavita, as a human rights activist, is that what happens on the ground? Can you always count on the humaneness of judges? And by the time that humaneness is shown, an innocent person may have spent a couple of years in jail.
See, firstly, this law really must go. It's got no place within a democracy, even though the Supreme Court may have upheld it by, you know, bringing in certain conditionalities. That's not the way at all that it exists. Please, let me read something about this law, which says it could be a word, sign, gesture, or otherwise, with a tendency to cause disaffection. Now, causing disaffection against a government is my right within a democracy.
Yes.
Suppose I want one particular government to go, the government of my state to go, I come from Rajasthan. I can't keep saying, oh, but Ashok Gehlot is really, really very good, but he ought to be going. I have to say that, well, have you been done this wrong, that wrong? No, I have to cause disaffection. But the way the law exists today, madam, the way the law exists today, I may do this and this sign may cause disaffection. I think criminalizing views,
yes,
is something that really has no place in the democracy.
I want to take this to Dushyant and Justice Sodhi. Dushyant, I think Ajit Doval actually hit the nerve of this debate. That if the law actually says that disaffection against the government, if it incites public disorder or violence, is actually a way of muzzling just discontent with the government of the day.
No.
But he says the state must be protected. Professor Nandi says, exactly, if you want to question the state, wo bhi hona chahiye.
You know, this is an extremely sensitive issue. State is represented or reflected by government of the day.
Yes.
There is no separate independence of the state. So I don't agree with what Mr. Duval says. Yes, you have a right. For example, today, if Anna Hazare's movement says that there is massive corruption in the government of the day, I think there is nothing wrong or nothing
but tomorrow
seditious.
Tomorrow somebody could say seditious.
Yes, but it would, and I have no doubt that it would never be held to be seditious. It should not be and it ought not to be. Mm-hmm. But if there is a secessionist movement which is trying to take Kashmir away from our main state, then certainly you can say that the movement's attempt is seditious in
nature. But here's the irony that no less than Prime Ministers and Deputy Prime Ministers across parties have been willing to talk to secessionists in an effort to stop that violence. But thought, can you actually control thought?
Yes.
I have next to me a political worker, Sitaram, who got slapped with a sedition case. He's from Haryana and we're going to hear his story. Sitaram ji, aap political karyakarta bhi hain, aap RJD ke saath hain.
Haan, social worker bhi hain.
Aap social worker hain aur aap Rashtriya Janata Dal ke saath hain. Ji, aur aap Haryana se hain. Now, I just want to tell you his story that he was protesting along with some Dalit villagers. Jahan pe koi blockade thi aur wo unke khilaaf protest kar rahe the.
Hamare Hisar ke paas Pangana gaon hai. Haryana ke andar do tarah ke kanoon hai. Dalit pichhda ke liye to alag hai aur jo dabang hai, jat keh lo ya dabang keh lo, ek hi baat hai. तो उनके लिए अलग कानून है.
तो आप धरने पे बैठे थे?
हम मुख्यमंत्री जी का पुतला फूंक रहे थे.
सो ही वाज बर्निंग द एफिजी. एमआरई, दिस इज इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज इट्स अ कांग्रेस स्टेट. ही वाज बर्निंग द एफिजी ऑफ द चीफ मिनिस्टर.
हमने जो है कोई रेल नहीं रोकी 24 दिन तक. हमने बैंक नहीं लूटे, एटीएम नहीं तोड़े, एसपी का पिस्तौल नहीं खोसा. हम शांति प्रिय तरीके से मतलब पुतला जला रहे थे और हमारे को अरेस्ट करके सबसे पहले मुझे अरेस्ट किया. पहला पुतला हमसे खोस लिया, लेकिन जब हम पुतला जलाते हैं तो पांच चार पुतले रखते हैं. ये खोस लिया तो दूसरा जला देंगे, दूसरा खोस लिया तो तीसरा जला देंगे. मतलब ये मैं बताना चाहता हूँ आपको. फिर हमारे को वहां ले गए सिटी थाना. वहां पर सीआई स्टाफ के कर्मचारी डराने के लिए आए हमें, भाई तुम बकवास करते हो,
सेडिशन बोला.
हाँ हाँ, गालियां दी और खाना तक भी मतलब जो है ना, हमें कहा भी खाना दीजिए या चाय के लिए, तो उन्होंने कोई मतलब.
अच्छा, आप जेल में कितनी देर रहे?
हम रहे 8 दिन.
8 दिन जेल में रहे.
अब मैं आपको बताना चाहता हूँ कि जब हमारे को शाम को पेश किया, जजिस के घर पर पेश किया, कोई वकील नहीं बुलाने दिया हमारा जमानत के लिए. और फिर हमें वहां इंटर किया जेल के अंदर, तो वहां का जो सुपरिटेंडेंट है, जेल सुपरिटेंडेंट, उन्होंने कहा कि ये 5 की हमारी गिरफ्तारी हुई थी, वो कहते हैं कि इनको अंदर डाल दो. आठ बाई दस का कमरा था वहां, सुरक्षा चक्की बोलते हैं जो फांसी वाले को रखते हैं वहां, हमें पीने के लिए पानी भी नहीं दिया और पांच आदमियों को हमारे को उसके अंदर रखा, जो टॉयलेट के अंदर टूटी होता है ना पानी वाला, उसका पानी हमने पिया, मजबूर कर दिया हमें। भाई पता नहीं कितने बड़े हम अपराधी है देश के अंदर।
तो यहाँ पर जो लोग कह रहे हैं कि भाई ये जो कानून है ये इसलिए जरूरी है क्योंकि देश के खिलाफ भी लोग बोलते हैं, आप ये कह रहे हैं कि जमीन पर तो आप जैसे कार्यकर्ता ही फंसते हैं इसमें।
हाँ जी,
ये आपका कहना है,
ये पहला मामला नहीं है, चार पांच बार पहले भी हम जल गए ऐसे ही।
ओके, सो नाउ द कोर्ट हैज ड्रॉप्ड द सेडिशन चार्जेस इवेंचुअली इन दिस केस, मेनी ऑफ द अदर चार्जेस रिमेन, बट मणिशंकर अय्यर, he was burning the effigy of a chief minister. It happens to be in a Congress state, it could happen in a BJP state, it could happen in any state, because it's the nature of power, and the nature of political power is that it does not treat those who are powerless with any decency. Now this is an example of the misuse,
of course,
isn't it?
It's, there is certainly no monopoly of misuse by the BJP.
Yes.
There is plenty of
misuse. It is by the Congress.
There is plenty of misuse. I want to secure the affection of Meenakshi.
You've got it. You've already got it.
By telling her that there are many, many cases in the past and in the present of both the central government and the state governments of every complexion having misused the sedition laws. And the sedition laws give so much scope for misuse that we can easily deal with the issues that have been raised by some of the participants here without having recourse to sedition laws.
Yes. Okay, to Ajit Doval and then Nandi, and then we'll come here.
Actually, we are talking about two entirely different things.
Yes.
Number one, are the existing laws of India good laws according to our constitution?
Yes.
And the judicial pronouncements? Answer is yes. The Constituent Assembly had debated it and thereafter felt that it should remain. The matter was taken in appeal to the superior courts and they have upheld it. Second point is, are they appropriate? Answer is no. There are three reasons for that. The first is this, that circumstances have changed substantially and these laws have been used in different stages in different ways. There is a need for greater and a more firm definition of the things, because everybody is uncertain. Technically speaking, what Anna is doing can be charged with sedition. If he can be charged with sedition for that, yes, then what Anna is doing, he can be. Sedition. Another one, it is more based on intent and intangibles rather than the manifest actions, which are very difficult to prove.
So it is too ambiguous.
I'll tell you, disaffection. How do you say that I'm creating disaffection? It's not a determinable, quantifiable activity. I distribute guns. I tell them that this is the explosives, go and plant them.
Yeah.
Now, if we say that there are manifest, these are the actions, we should go for the laws which can be proven not on the basis of the intent, but more, as much as possible, on the basis of the determinable, tangible evidence.
No.
If in his case, it was not implemented correctly, it was not the mistake
but
of the...
But Professor Nandi, even Dushyant Dave...
It was a mistake of the law and not a mistake of the executive authority, because...
Professor Nandi, here's the problem with the wording of the law, that it actually doesn't even make that distinction between government and state. To which Dushyant Dave says, it's complex because the government of the day is seen to be, in a sense, the expression of the might of the state. So then things get mixed
written,
up, don't
it's
they?
Written in the law that it's not the government of India.
Instead of the state of India.
Yeah, it says all of them waging war. See, they go together. And there it is, government.
That is the mistake.
We've got your
it's
point.
It's not mistake.
Look,
Professor,
the father of the nation was a philosophical anarchist. He didn't believe in a state. I don't think it has changed the fate of India over much.
But we see him as the architect of the
Indian
state.
Made the Indian state more wobbly, if you ask me. But what is this fear of losing control over the state because of somebody saying the state is bad or state doesn't have legitimacy? I think it is an absurd fear.
P.K. Sundaram, you have been associated with the Kudankulam anti-nuclear protests, and we have seen 11 people there arrested under sedition along with other charges.
In Kudankulam, there has been largest number of sedition charges post independence. The total of 3,600 people have been booked under sedition.
No, they were filed in the FIR, but the state only acted against 180, I think 11 of which were under
today,
sedition.
As of today, the sedition charges stand against 3,600 people. War against Indian state, 121. It is against 3,200 people. A total of 55,975 people have been booked under some or other pretext. I would say in this movement, It has been one of the most consistent non-violent movement. Neither the modus operandi nor the demands of the movement are violent, or they don't question the agency or the existence of the state either.
Let me get Dushyant to respond to this. And this is the point, that even when protests do not question the agency of the state, whether it's the political worker in Haryana, whether it's the anti-nuclear activist in Tamil Nadu, they can be acted upon, and literally, if you interpret the law, they can be called seditious. And that, I think, what Mr. Doval is saying is the problem.
The problem really is because of complete lack of accountability. Even when judges, after 4 or 5 years, release an accused who is charged with sedition, they don't say that take action against these police officers who really slapped this charge on him. That's the unfortunate situation. I feel that, you know, you can't really suppress thought of any kind. But then there has to be a limit to, you know, what that thought is going to ultimately result into. If India as a nation is to be weakened by a particular thought, even if it is not accomplished by an arm or a bomb, I would certainly believe that it would be a seditious act. But I am not for a moment saying that, look, these kind of glaring examples of abuse should go unpunished.
I have to take a break, but here's the question after the break. And that question is this: is it the wording of this law that is a problem, that doesn't draw a distinction between government and state? Or even if you want to question the agency of the state, as long as you're not inciting violence or public disorder, should that be permitted? We'll take comments and your questions after the break. We the people, do we really need anti-sedition laws in 2012? And can you really control thought anyway? Before we return to our panel, let's take some questions from the audience. Yeah.
I find no difference, practically speaking, between any kind of a protest which incites violence against the government or any kind which is against the state. Because when a person protests an institution, he does it against somebody in flesh and blood. But practicality mein, it is always against the government.
But then this man sitting next to you, Sitaram, inhone to ek chief minister ka effigy jalai na, so he should be charged with sedition.
Chief minister's effigy jalana, for instance, the same on the, I draw a parallel between Mayawati's statue beheading, where again the persons were charged with sedition by the lower court. Now that is where sir's argument comes regarding the point regarding what is the extent and what is the ultimate result that it would have.
You know what, it still doesn't make it seditious. Sitaram ji, agar aapko dobara kabhi jalse pe jana ho, aap is bari darenge kya kisi mukhya mantri ka effigy jalane se?
Nahi.
Par aap to jail gaye.
Phir kya hua, phir dalit pichhadon ke liye jaate rahe, kitni baar jana pade?
So this is the nature of political activism. Mani,
lekin ye aapko support nahi karenge.
Mani,
as one whose effigy is regularly burnt in Mayiladuthurai, I find that the police just say that you are not allowed to burn the effigy because it amounts to, you know, suggesting that the human being should be burnt.
Yeah.
So they stop them, they pick them up, and they're released about half an hour later. So I think this was an excessive act. But because such acts can take place under the law, and because justice comes in such a delayed manner, I think it is essential that we take recourse to other provisions of the law and end this business of sedition, because as Mahatma Gandhi said, when the sedition laws were invoked against him, he said, and I quote, "Affection cannot be manufactured."
Okay.
He went on to say, "I hold it a virtue to be disaffected against a government which is in its totality doing more harm to India than good."
Meenakshi, are you going to say a citizen doesn't have the right to burn effigies of a political leader?
No, completely not. I've been burning. I would have been charged with sedition.
The question but you're defending the law.
That's where there's a very fine line, and we must understand that fine line. Where the line has to be drawn is, what is the effect of your deed? The effect of your deed is allegiance to the country or allegiance against the country. When you start talking about, say, I want Pakistan to take over Kashmir, that is against...
Okay, that's a very important point. That's an important point. But here's the question. And I want to take this back to Mr. Doval, that when governments of the day can politically engage with secessionists, should we be scared of acknowledging the thought that exists? Let's take a question, then I'll take this back.
My question is to the people who say this, that this law should persist. The question is that, for example, I am not happy with the present UPA government. I go to the Ramlila Maidan, I stand there, gather the crowd, and I speak in a violent manner, which actually is a speech which can instigate a lot of violence. But I have not taken away the freedom of expression from the crowd. The crowd has a choice to react or not. Then how can I be the person who can be charged of inciting
you
the violence?
Because be charged.
What we are hearing here is that as long as you don't question allegiance to the state, everything else should be permitted. Yes. But the law literally doesn't even say that. It talks about the government of the day.
No.
As far as the section is concerned, it talks of disaffection against the government and with the violence also. It's the perniciousness of the intent, not the thought.
But how do you know intent?
That's right.
That's what Mr. Doval is asking. How do you know somebody's
intent? The Supreme Court has then gone on to say that you must take his entire speech as such, not snippets here and there. So it's difficult, very difficult to prove that this is sedition. And merely because any law is misused, is no ground to throw it out.
Absolutely. That's interesting that the law is not the problem. Let's take a question.
Yeah. Indian state has selectively used these laws. And the selective is, when he is talking about Bhagana, you see that Bhagana people, Dalits of Bhagana are living in for last 1 month in Delhi in Jantar Mantar. Nobody goes there. And they were protesting for genuinely for their rights. The Binayak Sen, if he had been living in Delhi, I don't think that the government would have arrested him. He has not said anything which Anna Hazare has been saying, which the RSS has been saying. You have never,
You're saying that when people have power or a certain elitist backing, they don't end up at the wrong on the wrong side of the law, which is also the point that P.K. Sundaram is making here, that you have thousands of people.
Mr. Sundaram, including a 60-year-old blind person, he has been charged with sedition, he has not made any speech. There are several hundred women who make their life out of bidi making, and they have been charged with sedition. This all is happening on a policy, on a nuclear policy, on which there is not a consensus even in the policy making circles.
Good point. Let me take this to Dushyant. Are you at least convinced that the wording of the law gives too many powers to any government, a state government or the central government? Allegiance to the state is a more complex question which is raised by Ajit Doval. But allegiance and affection for the government? Why the hell should I have affection for any government?
I don't know what is allegiance to the state, frankly.
But suppose you say Jammu and Kashmir's people, suppose I'm a Kashmiri and I say I don't want to be with the Indian state. Should I be booked for sedition?
If it is going to result into incitement to violence, if it is going to result into a very serious movement, violent movement against the state, I don't think there is anything wrong in charging that person with sedition. In fact, that's the law what Kedarnath has.
Yes, Mr. Doba.
State exercises its power through the government. But state is an entity which takes precedence over the government. It is the degradation of the state. And when I say that the degradation of state is its secession, creating disaffection among the people that may lead to civil war, it creating conditions which may threaten its sovereignty, its integrity and all these things. The governments cannot necessarily, that is, any agitation against the government is as actually an agitation against the state of India.
Okay, quickly.
The constitution bench in Kedarnath has expressed this and I'll quote it. Now the expression government established by law has to be distinguished from persons for the time being engaged in carrying on administration.
Exactly.
Government established by law is the visible symbol of state. The very existence of state will be in jeopardy if the government established by law is subverted. Hence, the continued existence of the government established by law is an essential condition of stability.
But then it goes on to say,
Kedarnath case goes on to say that we must limit the application to acts involving intention or tendency to create disorder or disturbance of law and order or incitement to violence. Now none of this applies to any of the people in Kudankulam. It doesn't apply to Binayak Sen. The result is we're talking about a judgment that came in 1961 or 62. It's now 50 years since then. In these 50 years, there has been no respect for these limitations, and all governments of whatever hue totally misuse these rules.
Everybody here is agreed that protests against the government cannot be an excuse for the crackdown of this law. But we are not agreed on what happens when you question the legitimacy of the state. It is there where the argument becomes more complex. Professor Nandi.
Politically speaking, if you look to the past, where we have taken them easily, where we have not been overly perturbed, like when Tamil Nadu was a secession state, or when Mizoram under Lal Denga was a secession state, there we have succeeded in
dealing successfully with the sentiment.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Wherever we have been paranoid about it, we have actually shot ourselves in the feet.
That's very interestingly said. Mr. Doval, here's the complex question. The Maoists, the Naxals, they do question the legitimacy of the state. That is their core ideology.
Yeah.
But is what's happening, as what happened with Binayak Sen, many people believe, what's happening with other people, that often charges of links with Maoists are made by the police and people are slammed with sedition charges. Yeah. Let us hear from a young girl here. Pratima Das hai, mere saath baithi hai. Aur Pratima, aapko jail mein dala gaya, aapko sedition charge laga, aur aapko kaha gaya ki aapke jo maowadi hain, unke saath rishte hain. Lekin aap ek foreign researcher ko, ek adivasiyon ke gaon mein, unki madad kar rahi thi. Aap bataiye aapke saath kya hua?
Pehle main aap logon ko batana chahti hoon ki main advocate hoon, Orissa High Court mein practice kar rahi hoon. As a practicing advocate,
जी.
और वो अगस्त 10 तारीख था 2008 का. वो तब भुवनेश्वर में उड़ीसा का जो राजधानी है वहाँ पे एक पीपुल्स ट्रिब्यूनल हो रहा था. तो तब वो फॉरेन रिसर्चर मुझे मिले, वो उनका नाम डेविड हु था. तो वो ज्यादातर जहाँ पे डिस्प्लेसमेंट हो रहा है वो
वहाँ जाना चाहते थे. फिर क्या हुआ?
नहीं, वो तो जाजपुर मुझे लेके गए. जब लोग हम सुबह गए और शाम को लौट रहे थे तो करीब जाजपुर के 30-40 पुलिस विथ आर्म हम लोगों के गाड़ी को रोका और ड्राइवर और वो फॉरेन रिसर्चर जो थे और मुझे वो उन्होंने बोला कि आप इंस्पेक्शन हॉल में चलिए, आपसे बातचीत करनी है. हम लोग बोले कि मैं एक एडवोकेट हूँ और वो एक फॉरेन रिसर्चर हैं.
तो वो नहीं सुने
और हमको वहाँ पे लेके गए रात के 12 बजे तक.
आपको तो बोला गया कि आपके माओवादी के साथ लिंक्स है, ये आपके ऊपर चार्ज हुआ, तभी आपको सेडिशन का चार्ज लगाया.
हाँ.
कितना देर जेल में बताया?
मैं 2 years and 4 months. अपना पूरा परिचय दे रही हूँ, स्कूल कॉलेज माँ पिता सबका बारे में. और मैं मतलब
क्या करते हैं माँ बाप आपके?
मेरे पिताजी एक ये श्रमिक थे जो जहाँ पे कपड़ा वगैरह बनता है. उसके बाद मैं ट्यूशन करके पढ़ाती थी और इसीलिए मेरे मन में आया कि ये गवर्नमेंट मतलब हमारे लिए ऐसे लोगों के लिए शिक्षा नहीं है, गरीब लोगों के लिए ये सब.
अच्छा, ये बताइए, एक बात बताइए मुझे, क्योंकि आपके बारे में कहा गया कि जो माओवादी हैं आप उनसे समर्थन रखती हैं, आप उनको सिंपथाइजर हैं, ऐसा आपको बोला गया, तो आप उनकी आइडियोलॉजी को सपोर्ट करती हैं?
देखिए, मैं आपने इस प्रोग्राम का नाम रखा है वी द पीपल. तो अगर ये नेशन हमारा है तो आप नेशन का मतलब होता है तो आप अपने लाइफ और लाइवलीहुड, अपने रिसोर्सेज और अपने वाटर, अपने लोगों को, अपने इन लोगों को आप प्यार कीजिए, उनके लिए कुछ कीजिए. तो अगर मैं इनके लिए कुछ करना चाहती हूँ और इससे मुझे माओवादी लिंक किया जाता है और सिटीजन चार्ज किया जाता है, तो आप कैसे मुझे अपने देश के मतलब
हिस्सा बना सकते,
सिटीजन मान सकते हैं?
अच्छा, यू वर एक्विटेड, आपको एक्विट किया गया ना 2 साल बाद?
एक्विटेड किया गया,
पर 2 साल आप जेल में रही?
नहीं, 2 साल 4 महीने रही, फिर सिटीजन का चार्ज लगा, इसलिए बेल भी अच्छे से नहीं मिला, 2-3 बार बेल रिजेक्ट भी हुआ. और उससे जो मेरा प्रोफेशनल लाइफ, जो इमोशनल लाइफ और बाकी जब और मैं जो फैमिली लाइफ और बाकी जो जो फाइनेंशियल
जो आपने कॉम्पेंसेशन के लिए केस भी मांगा है ना?
हाँ, कॉम्पेंसेशन और जो हरास किया गया मुझे
जी,
और जो इसलिए मैंने.
पर आपने एक बहुत अच्छा सवाल रखा दैट अगर मैं अपनी राइट्स के बारे में बात नहीं कर सकती तो मैं ये देश कैसे चाहता है कि मैं देश से और स्टेट से आइडेंटिफाई करूं?
देखिए, एक चीज जरूरी है, इक्विटेबल डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ रिसोर्सेज एंड सोशलिस्टिक गोल्स आर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल गोल्स.
बट शी वाज कॉल्ड अ माओइस्ट. नाउ इवन इफ
कंप्लीटली रॉन्ग, वी एग्री
एंड
द वी आर ऑल यूनैनिमस हियर दैट दिस काइंड ऑफ एक्शंस आर टोटली अनकॉल्ड.
ओके, दिस इज गिव मी अ सेकंड, वी आर ऑल स्पीकिंग टुगेदर. कविता,
एंड वी ऑल गेट अ चांस टू एक्सप्रेस आवर.
यस, कविता,
सी, नंबर 1, आई थिंक लेट्स एक्सेप्ट इट that the law on sedition and waging war against state is being used to silence any kind of dissent. That's against right. The government.
Abuse.
Yes. And abuse. No, don't, I mean, it is being used by all governments,
yeah.
You know, and in the name of Maoism, the way people are being picked up, like Seema Azad, she was a PUCL organizing secretary of UP. She wrote against the Ganga Expressway. She exposed the Mayawati government and she was picked up and she was booked under waging war against state for what? That she had literature in her bag. The way governments are using this law, then the judiciary, the judges are becoming more executive minded than even the executive. So please remember, there is a whole culture at the moment prevalent where laws like sedition and waging war are being misused by a class character. Kudam Kulam came not just like that. It came because the Prime Minister himself started accusing organizations of being foreign funded and all that, you know. So please, let's take the debate in a context.
Okay, the debate is unfortunately coming to an end. So before I start taking last comments, just a couple of questions here. Yes.
I just want to say that the problem is not with the law. The problem is with the misuse of the law. And all the final decisions are taken by the judiciary. Now, since we trust our judiciary on all the major decisions that it takes, so we have to trust our judiciary on this too.
Justice Sodhi, the law is not the problem. The interpretation is trust the judiciary. But you're hearing example after example, as Kavita said, trial court level, this is not happening. Quick last word.
Well, I do agree that bail should be very liberally given, granted. And
so you're saying it should not be an unbailable offence?
No, it can be a non-bailable, but the bail should be given liberally.
Okay.
Do not keep people behind bars just uselessly, because ultimately he may be innocent.
Okay, question.
I have a question. Ultimately, what is sedition to Mrs. Lekhi? People fighting for their rights, you know, is
no,
that
it
sedition?
It is not.
Binayak Sen is put behind bars. But Anna Hazare is not.
No,
right?
He's
now,
not.
They are advocating wide scale societal upheaval. The traditional definition of sedition is deemed by authority to tend towards insurrection. So that's exactly what they're asking for.
No,
what if the protesters turn violent and they start burning police stations and all?
So,
does that mean that suddenly becomes seditious?
The security of the state and the allegiance to the state, as long as these two things don't happen, rest of it is democratically permitted.
But he has a good question.
Permitted.
If protesters in a legitimate cause turn violent,
they will be booked under the other laws. Unlawful assembly and so many other things.
But then why do you need
sedition?
Against waging war. That is what Seema Azad has been doing.
I wanted to come in.
Yes.
I wanted to clarify. The stories which have been produced are one side of the story.
Exactly.
The other side of the story is that Maoist regime run on sending literature, creating literature, enrolling people. The state not have a right to stop?
Can I ask you something? Kavita, one minute.
No,
I'm asking a question.
Talking about separation.
One second.
I think I
Mr.
just
Doval,
to
have a question.
Quick response
question.
To a couple of things.
Just a question and you can answer it. Now, journalists, all of us, have interviewed Maoists. We have interviewed separatists. We have interviewed secessionists. Every government wants to open a dialogue with armed Naxals if they give up arms.
Yeah.
We talk to insurgents in the east. We talk to the Hurriyat conference. Are we really saying the possession of separatist literature should send somebody to jail under sedition?
Why
this is my question.
The point that she's making, that waging war against the government of India and causing disaffection and contempt against the government is the same thing. It is not the same thing.
Okay.
They are entirely two different things.
I said waging war gives you death sentence and sedition is giving you life.
But I'm asking you specific questions, sir.
And 121
and they don't need
are
to
not
exist.
Now, the point that you have said, in case this subversion of the masses is done, which will create conditions of violence, in that case, that sort of literature has got to be banned For example,
produced an in-house journal questioning the BJP-ruled government's role in extrajudicial killings and the communal agenda. That woman, Rati Rao, who's a lecturer, she was booked under sedition. Piyush, who just went and stood out of Salem 26 January celebrations. Literature in this country. We have a right to have any kind of writing to distribute, to publish. But the kind of, the way this law is misused. And literature becomes...
We intervene here. Mani, here's the questions. I'm taking the debate one step further. I am saying I actually am in the position, in the possession of secessionist literature, of somebody's essay, for example, saying mujhe azadi chahiye, or somebody's essay saying overthrow the Indian state, what should we do?
If you don't have an AK-47, they'll arrest you under the sedition law.
Should
if you have an AK-47, they'll immediately open negotiations with you, as they did with Jilani.
Only Congress government.
No. As they have done with
only your government.
As they have done
no,
with
no,
no, no.
As they have done with every single armed insurrection in India, you brought it to an end through a process of negotiation, and that is wisdom.
But why was it done by Congress?
And it is stupid. And
only by your government.
Okay, I have these. There's a question.
As far as free speech is concerned, I'm not an absolutist. Even in the United States, the land of the free, home of the brave, we've had court judgments limiting free speech. Why is it that we are stereotyping sedition? Why only literary pieces sympathizing with Maoists or Kashmiri separatists labeled as seditious? I consider op-eds appearing in national dailies advocating in favor of a Hindu Rashtra as far more treasonary than Maoism.
Meenakshi.
Hindu Rashtra, I don't know what he's talking about, because there's no one who's talking.
Religious extremism often expressed by political parties can be as
no, I'll tell you, to say I am a Hindu is a constitutional right. No, that's he should understand that. He should understand that. He should understand. Let me say. And when I say I am a Hindu and I believe in Hinduism, you can't question me on that. And as you cannot question if somebody says I'm a Muslim and...
Okay, he was talking about extreme cases.
But at the same time...
He was talking about extreme
absolutely.
Cases.
Why are we so adamant in protecting a law that has only... That is so loose-ended that it is only used to selectively suppress strong voices against certain parties or against certain institutions?
Dushyant, very quickly, last word. Yeah.
I think the answer is to make the judiciary sensitive. They have to be sensitized to the situation today, and they must therefore be coming forward, to see that if there is an accused produced before them where there is a glaring abuse on the face of it, the judiciary must immediately step in, stop it, and say nothing doing.
Okay.
We are releasing.
Mr. Doval, would that be
that's
a solution?
The
yes,
Mr.
I think,
would
I,
that
think
be a
I totally
solution?
Agree.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I do think that there is a need for change in sedition laws. They have got to be made more exact, more definable. But the second thing, I totally agree, judiciary has a very important role, and in case the executive is misusing the powers given to it by the law of the land, well, I think they should be stopped, and they should be strong strictures.
Okay.
Probably even punishable.
Okay.
We all talked about the idea of the state here. We have corrupt politicians and public servants every day killing the idea of the state through their corrupt practices and inciting so many people to talk against the government. So even the politicians are becoming agents of sedition. Why don't we charge them with seditious activity?
By all means. By all means.
We are back to square one of distinguishing between the government and the state. The latter being much more complex. I give you the last word on this show.
I do believe that even in the case of the state, delegitimizing a state is our birthright.
No.
People have talked of people's revolution and a people's republic all over the centuries now. People have talked of Hindu Rashtra now for 150 years. People have talked of a village republics. The father of the nation.
So you're saying don't
that.
Be scared of thought.
So
Justice Soli, let
us, let us be very clear.
No, you cannot be afraid of any thought.
Yes.
It's the action and the perniciousness behind the action which results in a particular
idea.
This thing, which is bad, and misuse certainly is never protected.
So what we're seeing here is an ambiguity in the law that leaves a lot to the interpretation of the judge. We're hearing sensitizing the judiciary, but is that enough, or do we actually need to sit and debate the wording and the import of the anti-sedition law? We leave you with that question today, having reached no consensus on this program. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you.